Moving on, here are our next two contestants, Margaret Maloney and Eric Schulmiller. Happy to have you. Now, you are a cantor at a synagogue, Amen, and you have Shul in your name.
That's actually thanks to my wife. We actually combined our names. When we got married, I was Miller and she was Shulman, and we was Beshert.
Oh, that is so adorable. Now, your trivia roots run deep, right? Three generations of trivia winners. You have some winners. Your father was a winner on it.
Yeah, my father was on the old Sale of the Century back in the early 70s, and he won my bedroom furniture and a trip to Acapulco. And a sailboat, which he couldn't use in his Brooklyn apartment, so they had to...
So he had to just set it out on the
Gowanus. Before eBay, I don't know what they did. So.
And Margaret, you are a linguistic major at Harvard, but now pre-med.
That's right.
That is me too.
Oh my God. No.
That's amazing. And you, your trivia roots run deep as well. High school.
Yes. I grew up in Alabama, and when I was in high school, I was on the Scholars Bowl team, and we were televised on public access television.
Whoa.
It was very exciting. And I would go around town, and every once in a while, some random person that I didn't know would come up and say, I saw you on the television. That was so nice. And I'd be like, oh, yes, thank you. So, anyway.
I feel like that even exchange, I just brought me right into Alabama in that
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely.
It was the television.
All right. So if we've learned anything from celebrity magazines, it's that stars are just like us. They have secrets too. But this game, we're talking about secret words hidden in the middle of celebrities' names. For example, if I said the Oscar-winning director whose recent claim to fame is talking to an empty chair is hiding several herbal beverages, what are they? You would say Clint Eastwood's teas, right? So easy. Because the word teas is embedded in his name, the T in Clint and the E-A-S in Eastwood.
The sound of comprehension.
Pretty sneaky, right?
Sounds great.
Got it.
Excellent. So I'm going to give you the clues to celebrities and the words they are hiding. You need to ring in when you can name the celebrity and the hidden word, just like I did, Clint Eastwood's tease. So here we go. The lead singer of Aerosmith is hiding an air duct. What is it? Eric.
Tyler's Vents. I'm drawing a blank on the first name.
All right.
Steven Tyler's Vents?
Yes. Wonderful.
He wrote Penny Lane, I think.
He wrote Penny Lane, that's right. The beautiful but deadly star of Kill Bill is hiding a system of numbers and spatial relationships. What is it? Margaret.
Uma Thurman's math?
Yes. The star of The Help, who recently played Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man, is hiding the support for a boat's sail. What is it? Margaret.
Emma Stone's mast?
Yes, it is. The singer of Superstition and I Just Called to Say I Love You is hiding a certain belief or way of thinking. What is it? Eric.
Stevie Wonder's views?
Yes. The star of Escape from New York and longtime partner of Goldie Hawn is hiding the supportive framework for a bridge. Margaret.
Kurt Russell's truss?
That's correct. The tiny Tony Award winner who appeared in the musical Wicked and on Glee and The Good Wife is hiding a unit of measurement. Eric.
Kristen Chenoweth's width?
No. Almost. Margaret?
Kristen Chenoweth's inch?
That's correct. Yes. The woman who's making an empire out of making good things for entertaining and homemaking is hiding a need for speed. What is it? Margaret.
This is wrong, but Martha Stewart's wart?
You're right, that is wrong.
For so many reasons.
Yeah, that is incorrect. I like that you associated a wart with the need for speed to get it lanced off, I suppose.
I just had to share that one. Yeah. I couldn't keep that one to myself.
You like the idea of just picturing her with a wart. I know. Heads would rule. Eric, any...
Still not getting it.
Still not getting it? Let's throw it out there. Anyone know?
Haste.
Martha Stewart's haste. Yes, that was very, very challenging. Well done, audience. Well done, contestants.
Yes, Margaret is the winner.
Margaret, well done.